Okay, we're starting to record so that everybody knows we're recording this. Okay, now, there's two different things that we're talking about here. One is that we're asking you, we didn't ask you who was a Christian. We didn't ask you who was a believer. Mm-hmm. We asked you who was a Hebrew. Now, because you're in Hebrew, does that make you a believer? Because you're Hebrew, that does that mean that you follow Yahweh?
No.
Okay. You agree with that, Catherine?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So, I was wondering why you guys, Hebrews is a race of people, not a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Judaism is a religion, not a race of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the church would help, would want us to believe that the Jews, the European Jews of today, now notice the words I used, the European Jews of today, which are the dominant people who say that they are Jews, the church would have us to believe that the European Jews are the direct descendants of Abraham and are Hebrews. But as we study the Bible and look at the Old Testament, we find out that the only time the Europeans came into existence was in the New Testament. They wasn't even in existence at the time of Abraham. The Bible does not mention them at all having any interactions with the Hebrews, with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, or anything. Matter of fact, they wasn't even in the same territory or the same landmass. They did not come into existence, according to Scripture, until the New Testament. So now, and I would like for you guys to explain to me, if you wasn't around, how could you be a Hebrew today if you wasn't even around when the Hebrews existed?
Mm-hmm.
Or when Abraham existed? Is that possible?
No, not the way you're explaining it. No, it can't be. But then are there any Hebrews?
Yes, that is the question. Who are, and that was my question, who are the Hebrews?
Mm-hmm.
And is the
and
church,
where are they?
Yes, who are they?
Yeah.
And is the church telling us who they are, or is the church telling us something else, which is not quite scriptural?
Well, I would imagine that how that came about is because, like you said, Judaism is a religion. And if they practice Judaism, then they gave themselves as being Hebrews. They said they were. And it was accepted. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you speak to a European Jew, they will, if you tell them that they are Hebrew, they will most likely tell you they are not. That's
what
why they're called European Jews. They're not called Hebrew Jews. They're called European Jews.
So they'll tell you they're Jews then.
Right. Now, we followed the religion of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
but that does not mean that we came from Abraham.
Right.
Right. And that's usually where the, and that's what they're trying to promote today, of
mm-hmm.
who are, who has the promises? Who is Yahweh supposed to be protecting? Is it the European Jews who are not Hebrews? Or is it anybody who wants to become a Jew? Or is it just the European Gentile Christian church? See, because we got a lot of things going on here. We got Hebrews in one category, right? And they're the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right?
Yes.
Then we have, inside of this, Abraham had Keturah as a wife, Sarah as a wife, and Hagar as a wife. Through Sarah, he had Isaac, but Isaac was not the firstborn. The firstborn was Ishmael, who was by Hagar, the Egyptian. Okay. And so from there, we got two groups of Hebrews coming out of this lineage of Abraham. Now, many people will tell you, if Abraham, the Bible says that Abraham is called Abraham the Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So that means that Abraham is a Hebrew, right?
Okay.
Now, he marries and he has a child by Hagar, Sarah's handmaiden, who was an Egyptian, and he has Ishmael. So if your father is Hebrew and you are Egyptian and your mom is Egyptian, who are you?
Wouldn't you take after the father? Or, well, wouldn't you just be mixed with both?
Yes, you would have to be mixed because you got contributions from both, don't you?
Yes.
Now, the church or that people would have you believe that you only follow the male, lineage. That's what people would have you to believe. But the question is, then he's an African Hebrew, is that right?
Yeah.
Because she was an Egyptian. Hagar was an Egyptian?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we know Egypt, the Egyptians at that time, not like today. Today the Egyptians are Arabs. That those are the ones who run Egypt today. Africans don't run Egypt today.
Mm-hmm.
So the light-skinned Egyptians are not real. They are another counterfeit. They are what we call Arabs that came in and colonized the Egypt and has taken it over to pose as Egyptians, but have nothing to do with the ancient Egyptians that we read about in the Bible. Zero. Nothing at all. Period. So that is one group of people who people say that Hagar's descendants or Ishmael and them were part of them, of the Arabs or whatever they want to call them, mixed group or whatever. So we have this African Hebrew, and then we have Sarah, who was his half-sister. So that means if she was his half-sister, then she was a Hebrew also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and they had Isaac. So Isaac is just a Hebrew, period. Where the oldest brother is African Hebrew. Now
Ishmael is African Hebrew.
Right, because the mama is African and the daddy is Hebrew, so that mixture makes them African Hebrew.
Right, okay.
Or African Egyptian Hebrew, however you want to phrase that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're a Hebrew. There is no throwing that away. Then Isaac, who's Hebrew, marries his cousin, Rebecca, Laban's sister. And so they have a set of twins called Esau and Jacob. Okay, y'all remember these accounts, right?
Yeah.
Now Rebecca was his cousin?
Yes. For the first three generations, they intermarried. They only married their sister, as Abraham did. And then the next two generations, Isaac and Jacob, marries their first cousins.
Right, okay.
Okay, so Isaac marries Rebekah, his cousin, and Laban is his cousin also.
You're right. Laban was his mother's brother, right? I thought Laban his uncle?
Yes,
no?
Laban was whose uncle? No, cousin of Isaac.
Oh, right. Okay, I got it. Cousin of Isaac, right. Okay.
Rebekah's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So he marries Rebecca, his cousin, and Laban is also his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what he does. Okay, and then they have the twins, Esau and Jacob. Now, Esau is a what? What is Esau and what is Jacob? Lineage-wise.
Yeah. They are Hebrews.
Okay, both of them or one of them?
Wouldn't they both be the same? I mean, they're twins, right?
They're twins. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's right. Now, the church will tell you Ishmael and Isaac and Esau are Arabs, and they're Muslim. And then they will tell you that the twins, Jacob, is a Hebrew. And usually everybody in the church buys it because they don't think about it. So that's where everybody buys into this thing. That's where they first buy into the first problem. So, now you have Isaac's children, Esau and Jacob. Esau marries, Esau is the firstborn, they say, and has the birthright. So he sells the birthright to Jacob for a pottage to eat, because he said he was faint and he needed to eat some lentil soup. And so his brother made him the lentil soup and told him, hey, you can have the soup if you give me the birthright.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, no problem here, take the birthright. Don't mean nothing to me. So he gave him the birthright. But they were both Hebrews. That's the important part. But when you listen to the church, you're going to find out that they say one is a Hebrew and the other is an Arab, even though they both have the same mama and the same daddy. Now, does that make sense?
I never knew that.
No, me either.
Oh, well, where did they tell you the Arabs come from? And why do you think that there's trouble over there in Israel today? And they'll tell you the Jews and the Arabs, and they tell you it's come from Esau and Jacob and Isaac and Ishmael. Y'all never heard that?
No.
Mm-mm.
So why are the Arabs and the Jews always fighting? They never tell you why?
Yeah, they were fighting over the land, right?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it today. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't the church tell you why?
Now, I never really heard why. To be honest, if I heard it, I don't recall how it went.
What about you, Catherine?
I think, like, they did say it was the land and that they have been fighting for years. And I know they were saying that Israel was a blessed, because it's a very, very small place, country, but yeah, it has prevailed through all the wars and everything because it's a blessed place. So that's why they are always fighting to take it back. That's all I really knew. I didn't know it was a difference, like a separateness.
Oh, well, y'all haven't been listening for the last 20 years to y'all churches, because that's what they teach. They teach that Esau and Jacob, they were fighting in the womb. Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
They were struggling and fighting in the room. And so as they fought, and then the first one came out, Esau, and then Jacob came out. And I think Esau stuck his hand out first, and then they put a red ribbon around it, and he pulled it back in, and then the other one came out, and all this stuff. So they said the one who stuck out his leg first or his arm first, that's the firstborn, and all of this stuff. So they was always struggling. And then they said,
I heard Esau was the firstborn, and Jacob was held onto his heel when they came out. I heard
yep.
that.
Yep, and so they were struggling. They came that they were fighting in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're fighting today.
And so there were two nations fighting in the moon, Jacob being Israel?
Yes, that's how they would put it. Yes. Now does it ring a bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, yes. And that's how they say that from two Hebrews, we got the Hebrews and the Arabs. Now, that doesn't even make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But that's what we've
been told. Twins coming out of the same parents can't be one and one the other. They have to be.
Mm-hmm. So they said that they struggled, and so, you know, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob over some pottage. And then later on, we find that Jacob, that Rebecca tells Jacob that Isaac is blind and that he's feeble and he's going to die soon. So he told Esau to go out and hunt him down some venison and make it for him because that's what he liked and that he would bless him before he died.
Right. But Jacob, or Rebecca had Jacob do it, and they tricked the father.
That's correct.
That.
And she made clothes for him and put on Esau's clothes on him and put hair from the goat on him so he can feel like a hairy person because one was hairy and the other one wasn't.
Right.
Okay, one was a person who went out into the field and shot and killed, you know, was a hunter. Esau
was
a hunter.
Esau, right?
Wasn't. He was a houseboy.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother loved him above the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, hey, we're going to steal the birthright. And so he said, hey, Dad isn't that dumb. Dad knows our voices, even though he's blind.
Mm-hmm.
And he might even feel me, feel my arms to see if I'm hairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even wear the same clothes as him. Oh, so she said, no problem, man. I'm going to give you his clothes. I'm going to put your clothes on, put hair. I'm going to take from the goat. I'm going to put it on you. And I'm going to, you know, instead of you giving him a deer, we're going to make his goat meat taste like deer meat. How about that? And if he curses you, let the curse come on me. That's what she said. So she pulled this together and had him go in there to steal the birthright. And he did. And he got away with it. And Isaac said, but you sound like Jacob. Come here, let me feel you. Let me see if you really my son Jacob. You sure you my son Jacob? Yes, I'm your firstborn. Yes. Okay, let me feel. So he felt his arms, and because his mom put goat's hair on him, around him, skin, he couldn't tell. And then he said, okay, here, let me hug you. And so he smelt his garments to see if he smells like Jacob or Esau. If he had the Esau garments on, he smelled like Esau. So then he blessed him. And when he finished blessing him, then Esau came with the venison and the meat and gave it to Dad. And Dad said, okay, who are you? He said, what do you mean, who am I? I am Jake. I am Esau, your firstborn. And then he said, well, who came in here just a few minutes before you and told me they were Esau and took your blessings? And he comes back and says, you know, hey, I gave him the blessings, man, and you're going to be his servant. So he was crying and everything. So he lost two things. He lost the birthright, which he sold, and the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So the blessing was the one that Dad gave. The birthright he sold out to Jacob over a pottage.
Right.
So after that, his dad did not die, but there was contention in the family, and Esau told his mom that, hey, when Dad dies, I'm going to kill Jacob. And I can't kill Jacob now because then that'll kill Dad.
Right.
And he says, is he finished, man? I'm going to do him in for ripping me off. So anyway, she found out about that, and she said, okay, Jacob, you got to flee for your life. Go to my brother Laban. Hang out with him for a couple of years until he dies, you know, and then we, you know, then we'll come back, and you can come back. So she sends him off, and Isaac asks, where's Jacob? Oh, I sent Jacob to Laban so that he can hang out with Laban for a while so things cool out around here. So that's what happened. And when he's over there with his uncle, he sees his uncle's children. Rachel and Leah.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel is the youngest, and Leah is the oldest. And in those days, you're not supposed to marry the youngest before the oldest. And so Jacob says he wants tells Laban that he wants to marry his cousin, his first cousin, Laban's daughter. And he says, okay, no problem. You just got to work for me for 7 years. He worked for me for 7 years, no problem. I worked for him for 7 years. And then when it's time for the marriage date, he, you know, they robe themselves and cover themselves so that you can't see the face of the individual. And so he winds up marrying Leah, not Rachel. He was tricked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he comes back and says, hey, wait, man. After the next day, the next morning when he wakes up and he realized, oh, man, you gave me Leah. This ain't Rachel. And then he said, oh, no problem, man. You know, I couldn't marry the youngest before the oldest. But anyway, no problem. Give me 7 more years, man, and you can have Rachel too. And he said, I'm not waiting another 7 years. He said, you'll have to wait another 7 years. I know you'll do it. So you just spend 1 week with Leah and have sex with her, so that you can confirm your marriage with her, and then the following week I'll give you Rachel. So you have two wives. So that's what happened, and so forth. And then during his time that he was there, he was tricked. His wages were changed and all the rest of that stuff for 20 years and all that, until he decided, okay, he's getting out of there. So why do y'all think that he got tricked by his uncle so many times?
Because he tricked his brother. He tricked his father by getting the blessings, and he was just getting back what he gave.
Good point. Catherine?
I agree with what she's saying. It was like passed down. You know, what he did, he just got back what he did. Deception, he did deception, and he just got it back. And it seemed like it was wrong how his uncle did him. But if you think about how he did his brother, it was just as wrong. So.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Mm-hmm. All right. And then he decides he's going to leave. So he takes his wives, his children, and all of that. And he goes back. Uh-huh.
But, Professor, I know when Jacob's name changed, and that's when he wrestled with the angel, and his name changed to Israel. But when Esau, what made him become Arab? Like, how did that, like you said, they...
These are all their theories that they make up. They have no proof of nothing.
Oh, no.
These are these guys, these European Jews making, you know, the counterfeit fit.
Mm-hmm. So then you don't really know if the Arabs derived from Esau or not. Then.
No, that is correct. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not in all of its details, because the Arabs are quite a large group of people, and you know, they're not a little group of people, but if they are or if they aren't, they might be. We don't know, but they might be. But one thing for sure, we know the European Jews are not the Hebrews. That is a fact, because that's why they're called what? European Jews. That means they're what? The Europeans, they're not Hebrews.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's why they called them that, so that you can distinguish between the European Jews and a real Hebrew, because they have nothing to do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is how they build this story here.
But how did they get them fighting when Jacob and Esau, when they saw each other, they embraced?
Good point. This is where it breaks down, their theory.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. And that's what I need you all to do. I need you all to think about the stories and what was going on. Not to accept what people, not what to accept what the European viewpoint of this whole scenario, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we find out is, clearly, that when Jacob comes back, Jacob is scared of his brother, okay, because his mama didn't tell him to come back. His mama is dead already. His dad still lives. His dad outlived the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and he was the most feeble and blind and all that. She wasn't any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he comes back, he's scared that Jacob is scared that Esau will avenge him and that he still hates him.
Right.
Okay. So when he wrestles, he prays, and he wrestles with the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remembers that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And his name was changed from Jacob the deceiver. That's what Jacob meant, the deceiver, which is exactly what he was, to the name of Israel. Very important words. Is Ra Elohim. Good point. So, so he wrestled with the angel and he was given a name and his name was changed and so forth. So then he goes and he meets up with Esau. And he says, Brother Esau, here's all these gifts I'm giving you, all these servants I'm giving you, all of these cows I'm giving you, all these sheep I'm giving you all of this stuff. And he said, listen, brother, I don't need any of that stuff. I've got my own thing, man. I'm running my own show, man. I got my own. And it's glad. And so, you know, so that was the relationship they had. And they kissed each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was no animosity there. There was no hatred there. There was not all the things that the church tells us was going on between Jacob and Esau.
Right.
Now,
I have a question about the wrestling with Jacob wrestling.
Yes, with the angel. Okay.
Said that Jacob was wrestling with the angel. Now, I have heard that it wasn't the angel that Jacob was wrestling with. It was God himself.
No, which God?
I heard someone say that.
Yes.
One God.
Okay, which God? The Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I don't know which one. That's what. What does the Bible actually say? Does it say angel?
Okay, let's do this. Let's just turn there so we don't have to guess. How about that? That's the easiest one. Okay. That should be in Genesis. So that's before the Exodus and all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see here. Chapter 50, Joseph dies. The death of the aged of Isaac. Okay.
What chapter?
Okay, I'm at 35 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dinah's daughter. Okay, wrestling with the angel. Okay, 32 is where wrestling with the angel is.
Okay.
Everyone have that?
Yep.
Yeah.
32,
yeah.
You said?
32.
Yes.
Is it verse? Is it? What's the verse? 22 or?
Okay. The rest of the land was
Jacob flees Laban's image.
Tell her. What is the name?
Oh, here. 32, yeah. Jacob wrestles somewhere.
What verse are you at?
32. I was starting to read one. No.
No, it's way before, it's before 32.
It's
the wrestling
before
32. Start. Wrestling starts probably at
24.
24? Yes. Once y'all read, start there and read down.
Okay, 24.
32 is that what you said, Professor? Yes. 32 of Genesis, verse 24. Mm-hmm. We can start there and read down.
24, what verse?
Chapter 32, starting at verse 24.
Oh, 32. 32, 24. Okay. 24. Okay, I have it.
Okay, we have you read it.
And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed."
Okay.
Oh, want me to continue?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Continue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, as you can see, it's called an angel. Now he says that he saw God face to face. Okay.
Keep reading. And he passed over Penuel. The sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. He limped. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinned which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh until this day. Because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. But now, this part here, where he says, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Is that where he's saying that he saw God face to face? But yet he didn't die because no one was to see God and live.
Thank you. See, those are your two contradictions. That's right. Anybody who sees Yahweh, the Father, will what? Cease to exist.
Die.
Remember, mm-hmm. Moses asked to see him, and he said, "Hey, you can't see my face, man."
Yeah, and he showed him his back.
And he hit him in the hollow of a rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You can see my hinder parts," but that's it. But notice, this is what Jacob is saying. The angel, he asked, "Who are you?" And the angel said, "Hey, that's a secret, man. I didn't even tell you." Now, Jacob mm-hmm. concluded that he saw God face to face. The angel didn't say that. Did it?
Okay. Which one it is then?
What about verse 8? And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Now, what does that actually mean?
It's just like we have power with Yahweh if we wrestle with him, if we pray and struggle and we do different things. He, you know, that's what he wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that you wrestled with him, the real creator of the universe, because you will cease to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other question is, did he wrestle with Yeshua? That's where people might put it. Obviously, he couldn't wrestle with the Father. That's not possible. So did he wrestle with Yeshua? That's what some would try to say there. Now, did he? It doesn't tell us one way or another. And some will say, well, he was begotten, the only son of the Father. When was he begotten? At the beginning of history? The beginning of creation of the world? Before that? Or was it when it was time for him to come to die on the cross, come to earth?
Mm-hmm.
These are mysteries. We don't have answers to everything. And I don't try to presume I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how some would look at that.
Right. But definitely it's out that he did not wrestle with God.
With Yahweh. Remember, Elohim, God, it refers to three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Elohim refers to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read God, that's what it means, the plural.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeshua means Christ, right? Jesus Christ?
Yes. That is the one who came on the planet, yes. He's the only one that became into a human flesh. That's it. None of the other ones have.
Right, right.
So some people say he became flesh back then and so forth. That does all debates. I'm not going either way with it myself.
Mm-hmm. So then, so that question, was it an angel or rather, it's a mystery. You don't know who it was really.
Well, he asked him and what was his answer?
He didn't say angel.
Okay, but what did he say?
Jacob?
No, the angel. Jacob asked.
Oh, he asked him. Why is he asking him his name?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves it a mystery. Because he says, what is his answer?
Mm-hmm. I see.
In verse 29, it says, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The angels could bless him. Yahweh bless him. I mean, all of these things. So he didn't tell him. So for us to make conclusions, we can conclude whatever we want. That's just our opinion.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because he didn't come straight out and tell him. He asked him straight up. He could have said.
But Jacob called the name where that took place, Peniel, for he said, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved, meaning that he saw God and he's still living.
That's
what Jacob said.
Yep. Now, sometimes a lot of people refer to God as when they see any mysterious beings. So if you saw an angel, some people call it a god.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that throughout different scriptures. So you just got to be careful of what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
But most people refer to it as the angel, but he doesn't say either way.
Right, okay. Yeah, because that question came up in around last month or so, and it was said that he wrestled with God, but they got it because Jacob named the place and said that he wrestled with God, that he saw God face to face. Okay, so I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we have okay, so my point was, okay, now when they get together, mm-hmm. after this, they did not fight. They did not try to kill each other. They did not do any of those things.
Yeah, they embraced.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And then later on, we find out that when the dad died, the both brothers came and buried the dad.
Who did?
Both of the brothers came together to bury the dead dad.
Oh. Excuse me, okay.
Okay, so they were not, we never see them fighting after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you go to chapter 35.
Excuse me, Professor.
Yes.
I'm still stuck on 28, because you're saying that at this point that God, he didn't really wrestle with God, but the verse 28, it says, then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have wrestled with God. This is the man saying that to Jacob.
Right. Now, if it was God saying that to Jacob, then it would have said what? And God said,
so the man that wrestled with Jacob, like, if you can't believe that the man is saying that Jacob wrestled with God, then how can you believe that he changed Jacob's name? You know, like, if he's saying, he's telling Jacob, your
mm-hmm.
name is being changed to Israel. So we're supposed to believe that part. And then he's saying, because you have struggled with God. Now, that part we're not supposed to believe. I'm a little confused.
Okay, struggled with God. Have we struggled with God before?
We
have you fasted in faith and struggled with God?
Have we struggled with God?
Have you? You can't speak for anybody else but yourself.
I mean, in my relationship, I feel yes.
Okay. Did you see him?
Well, that's for me.
Did you pray to him? Did you fast?
I think there's times you have encounters with the Father. And, you know, I mean, maybe people may not accept that, but it's between you and him. So,
we are supposed to wrestle with Yahweh. We are supposed to be crying and weeping. We're supposed to be asking him. We're supposed to do that.
Yes.
Now, that's a normal relationship. When there's some things you need and you're not getting and this, that, and the other, and you're trying to find your way, and I mean, that's supposed to be your experience.
Yes.
Okay. So I know I have. But for me to say, literally, I saw the creator of the universe, no. That's two different things.
Well, Scripture does say you can't see him and live, so obviously
that's the point. Yes, that there you go. So that's what I'm saying. You got two contradictory scriptures, depending on how you interpret it.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said I have not come down on either side. It makes it crystal clear that it's a man. Now, we know it ain't the Father, so that's totally out of the question. Now, could it be the Son? That's what some would say. That was the Son. Was it Yeshua? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he makes it crystal clear. Hey, you ask me the name, I ain't giving it to you. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's why I said I try to, you know, leave that up in the air, because, you know, you touch it on two different things. If he would have answered them straight up, then we got a straight answer.
Right.
When he said what he said, then that's like, okay, what are you saying here?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right. See, like I said, if it's really not clear, I don't really try to make it one way or another.
Right.
Because you could be, you know, misleading people, and lots of people do that.
Right.
For traditional reasons. Well, to church teachers, and I've been taught this, and this is what I was told. And we didn't, personally, we didn't ask you what you were told. We didn't ask you what the church teaches. We're asking you, what does the book say? And people have a hard time doing that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah, so it didn't really say who it was. It just said man.
Right, because I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's contradictory scriptures, you have to, you know, tread lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Not be dogmatic one way or another.
Right. And being that the Bible did say that no one could see God and live, you would exclude that it definitely wasn't God.
Right.
The Father. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Definitely.
Which people might want to imply.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it could be the Son. I don't know. The question then has to be asked, did the Son come in flesh before he came in flesh when he died? Or was he in flesh in heaven before? And I mean, you see, now you done got in, now you just opened a whole nother thing of worms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if people really got answers to them. People will say they do. But, I mean, hey, I don't try to get into it that deep because I don't think he's trying to prove something that deep that we need to know. But he's just, you know, communicating to us.
Right.
That help you, any, Catherine?
Yes, Professor, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, now we're back over to Chapter 35. And we're looking here at verse number 27 through 29. We have someone read that for us.
35:27.
Yes.
Okay.
Of Genesis. Mm-hmm.
It says that Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Maran near Perith Abra, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of years. And his son Esau and Jacob buried him.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yep, that's it. So what happened? Okay, we saw that when they embraced, they didn't fight. We see when it's time to bury their dad, are they fighting?
No.
And that would be the best time to fight, right? Dad's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Esau and Jacob buried him. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so we don't, I mean, hey, when somebody does you wrong, you know, you're very upset at that moment. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you might want to kill him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, but then as time cools off and, you know, time has a thing to mellow out things, then you become more mellow and, you know, you say, okay, forget all that. And so over time, we're able to see that the two make up and are no longer fighting. But
mm-hmm.
the church will tell you no such thing. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's what they're saying is going on today, that them two are still fighting to this day. And they will tell you that they've been fighting for thousands of years. Can you show me where that is in the Bible?
What, the fighting?
Yeah. I mean, they were fighting in the womb, no question about that. They were fighting when the brother stole the brother's birthright. Yes, they were fighting there too. But now the question is, once they grow up and become men and have their own, are they still fighting? And are they teaching their children to fight and hate each other?
They made peace.
Thank you. And they're brothers. And they're both what?
Hebrews.
Thank you. And the church says no. One is a Hebrew, the other is an Arab. Okay, so they deviate to create this, to justify why the European Jews, which are not Hebrews, first of all, okay, are fighting over the land with these Arabs, well, Palestinians, okay? And so they use this to justify that. But as you can see, there is no justification of that in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, he was a wild man, okay, so what? Okay, and he had, you know, he did fight with people. Everybody fights with people, is that right?
Right.
You know anybody that don't fight with people? Okay, so they use some scriptures to say that, you know, he's a wild man and every man's hand is against him and he's not going to get along with anybody and all of that. And so they say that, okay, the Arabs don't get along with nobody. Is that true?
No, I don't think that's true.
The Arabs don't get along with the Jews. I mean, hey, if you came to do the European Americans get along with the Native Americans?
No.
Do the European Americans get along with the African Americans?
Definitely not.
No.
Why?
They fight everybody.
Who?
They're not like them. The Europeans want everybody to be like them. And if they're not, then they're the enemy.
Or if we can steal your land and then act like we didn't do anything wrong. Or we can enslave you and then act like we didn't do anything wrong. That's the problem. And so now they have gone to what? Palestine, and in 1948 and 1945 said, hey, we like this land. And these group of people who was in Russia, and that was in Hitler's time, and the Europeans killing off all of these European Jews, We want to give them a land that they can go to, because Europeans have to have a land everywhere on the planet. We got Russians in Europe. We got the Europeans here. We got the European Americans in America. And now we need to put the European Jews in Israel. And so we're going to put them in there. And if you don't go along with it, that's just too bad. And, yes, we're going to kick you out and steal the land. And then we're going to say that Yahweh said we could do that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense.
What type of sense,
you know,
does it
way
make?
You're explaining it, right?
Mm-hmm. But what type of sense does it make?
No, it doesn't make sense that they should do that. But it seems as if that's what they're doing.
Would you be mad?
Hmm?
Would you be mad?
Of course.
Would there be peace? That I'm supposed to give you this land and I'm supposed to just walk away and it's going to be okay?
No, no, no. Well, who actually was in the land first? Who was there?
The Palestinians lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And after World War II, because mm-hmm. of the Holocaust, they said that they are going to take the European Jews and they're going to put them in Israel.
Oh.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. And that's how that all came about.
And that's why they're still fighting to this day.
Were they fighting for the land before that?
Say that again?
Were they fighting before that?
No. The European Jews were fighting in Europe. That's why Russia and the Germans were killing them off.
Mm-hmm.
So the Palestinians were in Israel first?
They've been there for centuries. They've been there. Only after World War II did they say that they're going to give them a homeland. Now, who's giving them a homeland?
Well, like you said, the Europeans, who runs the nations in the country. They were giving them something to appease them, I guess.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't it say somewhere in the Bible that the, what is it, the Jews or the Hebrews, I don't know how it's stated, will go back to their land, the promised land, which is Israel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is correct. And there is a big debate on what that means.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wish I could remember that video. It was a video that actually came out, and they showed you the discrepancies amongst the, what do you call it? You know there's two type of European Jews, right?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. The two types of European Jews are, though one group is secular, some of them are atheists, they don't believe in the Bible, and they're called Zionists. And then you have the other ones who are ascetic Jews, who are very religious Jews, European Jews, and they in Philadelphia. They're near you, Catherine. They were in New York City. They're in Baltimore. They're in some of the key cities on the East Coast.
The Zionite Jews don't believe in Christ? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, most of them are atheists and so forth. They don't believe in any God.
Oh, and they're Jews?
Yeah, they're Jews because their parents were Jews, so you were born into the Jewish religion.
Mm. I thought that all Jews believed in God, but not in Christ.
Nope. Some are, it's just like anybody else. I mean, you can believe, it's like the Ahab and Jezebel. You remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab was the king of Israel and Jezebel was the queen. The queen, she was a queen from another nation, I think from Zidon. She was a Zidonian, I think. And Ahab was the king of Israel from the tribe of Ephraim, I think. I think the tribe of Ephraim. And so he was out killing Elijah, and they were trying to kill Elijah, kill the prophets and everything. Now tell me, how religious was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you said the secular Jews believe in that there's a God.
No, they don't believe in anything.
Oh, I thought you said the Zionists. The Zionists are the secular Jews?
Yes. Secular means that you're worldly. You don't believe in nothing. You're just like everybody else on the planet. You don't believe in any of that stuff. That's what secular means. Mm-hmm. Secular, worldly. Oh. And then you have the religious Jews, which are what we call the ascetic Jews.
Mm-hmm.
The ascetic Jews, the Reformed Jews, and all of them that go to church and that they're very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, during that particular time frame, when this was going on and they were voting in to get Israel to have a state and all of that stuff, that was being pushed by the secular Jews, not the Zionists. I mean, the Zionists, the secular Jews and the Zionists. They were the ones pushing that. The Hasidic Jews and them, that's why they're still here in America. They're not going to Israel because they said that when Yahweh comes, he will set up Israel. He will bring us back to Israel, not the UN, not the European Jews, not America. They're not going to bring in, and we will know when that time comes because Yahweh will do it himself. Is Yahweh here on the planet?
No.
Okay, so then that's why we're not going over there.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the time. And so that's what we call the counterfeit.
Okay.
Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's what was happening. And that's still existing until today. Okay, so those are the two types that there are, and one believes that they should take over, and that's what the Zionists and that's what the seculars do. And then there's another group that says, no, we're not going to Israel because that has nothing to do with the Bible. The Bible says that when Yahweh comes, when the Messiah comes, he will set up Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't come, anything before that is no good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. And at the same time, there's scripture that says when he sets them up and when he brings them back there, that there will be no more fighting, there will be no more killing, there will be none of that stuff. They will live in peace. Are they living in peace?
No, definitely not.
Okay, so that sure can't be the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the church, the European churches, which have their European agenda, they are teaching that. And that's where one of the problems lie. And that's why that's what's going on. All right, let's do this. We need to I need to stop the recording. We need to, we can come back. It's 2:38. Can we come back at 2:45? On 7:10 minutes?
I'm not
Someone needs to use
to
the restroom there or whatever.
Professor.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to be excused. I'm not going to be able to come back for the second part.
Okay. No problem.
Okay.
Okay, so what time did you want to come back?
In 6 minutes, because 2:39 at 2:45.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A quarter to three.
Very nice meeting you, ma'am.
Okay, the same here, and hope to speak with you again.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you are.
All right. You have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you.